Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. What makes America strong? Not our economic or military muscle. According to the late David Halberstam, he saw America's strength in the nobility and common sense of our ordinary people. David Halberstam was one of America's preeminent journalists before his untimely death in an auto accident in April 2007. He had reported on great shifts in America's politics, economics, and society for more than 40 years. He watched the country become an entertainment society and traditional divisions between liberal and conservative give way. He saw a critical need to distinguish between what's authentic and what is not. Long before 9/11, Mr. Halberstam pointed to genuine heroes in a thoroughly American act of terror, firemen digging through the bombed-out ruins of Oklahoma City's federal building.
They were authentic. I mean, there was the real America at work. Ordinary people summoned in a time of tragedy, giving up their time, and they were humane, they were passionate. The faces were filled of love, exhaustion, weariness. I could see it, and I know that everybody else out there is smart enough to see it. I mean, I think people really do know what's real and what's not real.
David Halberstam won the Pulitzer Prize in 1964 for his reports from Vietnam for the New York Times. His book, The Best and the Brightest, was the first of many bestsellers. But David Halberstam's first big story was America's great citizen revolution, the Civil Rights Movement. David Halberstam was there, reporting for the Nashville Tennessean. In his book, The Children, he recounted stories of young people who chose not to wait to be led. People who at enormous personal risk courageously came together and changed America. David Halberstam is gone, but his journalistic integrity and the truths that he told us about America are urgently needed and in painfully short supply. So we honor his memory with this conversation that Bill Russell and I had with him in 1997, in which David Halberstam reflected on where America has been and what he saw ahead for all of us. David Halberstam, you are known far and wide as a journalist. You have told us about ourselves in Vietnam. You have told us about ourselves in sports. You found lots of ways to tell us about America. But I've begun to think of you as a musician.
A musician, I have. I'm not allowed to sing in my own house unless I'm in the shower.
Well, I'll tell you why.
My daughter has a beautiful voice, and my wife has a beautiful voice, and I can't read a note of music or sing on key, but continue.
But see, you understand the importance of the notes.
Yeah.
And I think that the symphony that you are composing about America has many movements, and you understand how important it is to put all those notes together so that we can understand a larger whole. And your latest movement is the movement. So how do you like that?
Well, I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to tell my wife and say that I think I should be now allowed to sing in the living room and in the bedroom.
Well, maybe we should
shower.
Say composer.
Well, it's a nice thought. If you mean that I don't only cover politics, that I think there are all these different forces in a culture, the economy, the coming of technology, the impact of technology on politics, the change in the nature of work, all these things that shape us, I think I'd agree with you. I mean, I started out as a political reporter, and if you really read The Best and the Brightest, it's a political book.
Absolutely.
I mean, the people are there, and the thing that obsesses me is the political process, even though it is, in fact, about people who don't run for office. It is about people who get their job. You know, the question is, who are these people, and how did they get their jobs? How did they rise to power? Over the years, I've found politics in this country far less interesting, and I found other things, the rise of an entertainment society driven as it is by an exploding technology, particularly television, to be more interesting. I mean, I grew up in a Calvinist age, and we live today, for better or for worse, in an entertainment age, and that's driven not because some young person today sings better than Frank Frank Sinatra did in the 50s, but because the technology of CDs, the technology that's in television, the fact that in our homes we have an instrument that brings us 100 different channels, mm-hmm. all these things have changed us profoundly, and I'm much more interested in that than in politics. I can't think of anything worse than covering a contemporary political campaign. Oh. Won't do it.
I'd much rather, wouldn't do it,
you know,
really?
I'm doing a book right now on Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And, you know, people, my colleagues, many of whom are or were political reporters, say, you know, why him? Well, one thing I say is he's much more interesting than William Jefferson Clinton. Michael Jeffrey Jordan's more interesting than William Jefferson Clinton. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, when I was a boy, the signature athletes were white baseball players. And yeah. who would have thought that I would
of
grow
whom
up
you have
in
written.
An age? You know, DiMaggio, mm-hmm. Williams, Bob Feller. Who would think I'd grow up in an age where the signature figure in this country and in the world is the young black man from North Carolina who makes $78 million mm-hmm. a year and is now the prime salesman at the wishes of Madison Avenue mm-hmm. In the country, selling to young white children. So how that happened and why is, you know, intriguing to me. That you can learn more about America writing about him than about Bill Clinton, I think so.
We're going to learn a lot more about America from David Halberstam in just a moment. Bill Russell and I are with him at the Commerce Club. We're going to be right back. Please do stay tuned to the Paula Gordon Show.